down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
If Hollywood icon John Wayne were still alive, he'd be 110 years old this month. But his revered yacht, the Wild Goose, a converted World War II minesweeper, lives on, homeported in Newport Beach, California. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a journey of discovery aboard the Wild Goose. In celebration of John Wayne's birthday, there's an assortment of festivities and special cruises offered to the public during May and June. And there's a greater good component, as many of the festivities are actually fundraisers for the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. We'll meet up with Wayne's former skipper, 83-year-old Bert Minshall, as well as one of the current skippers, Captain Lars Berg.
Rebecca Melke with Hornblower Cruises. Here we are sitting on our yacht right out of the Hollywood movies, literally.
I tell you, this is a favorite part of my job.
There's a boat, the Wild Goose. That's another legendary part of California history, of Hollywood, and bigger than life, part of World War II history, the Wild Goose.
Which was formerly owned by Hollywood movie star John Wayne. And I'm from an era where I watched a lot of the John Wayne films, and I was enamored with his stature and his heroic movies and really liked him a lot. So to step foot on a yacht that he spent 20 years with his family on board, so you can feel his spirit when you go on the boat.
Today, they're still in the stateroom, furniture and all kinds of things that were owned by John Wayne and his family. They're still here.
Some of the art on the walls, paintings of John Wayne by his wife at the time, and going into the children's stateroom, and they have literally what looked like the names of the children on each of the bunk beds that were kind of chiseled in, probably by the children and or John Wayne. And down in the staterooms where they say that some of the Rat Pack stayed in after they maybe played cards or had a few too many drinks. So I took that feeling and said, you know, to myself, what would be fun for the people that would want to have an experience on Wild Goose? And we created a new cruise.
And that's right now, just coming up.
We're going to be celebrating John Wayne's, the anniversary of his birthday. He would have been 110 on May 26th. Newport Beach proclaimed May 26th John Wayne Day, and we have 1 month of cruises to celebrate. From May 18th to June 18th, we are opening up the boat for cocktail cruises, Sunday and Saturday brunch cruises, nightly dinner dance cruises, and we are trying to really make this a celebration that will be a once-in-a-lifetime, almost like a bucket list thing for John Wayne family. To do.
And there are a lot of people that probably are not aware that his yacht still lives on.
He has quite a history in Newport Beach. He owned a beautiful home here and had this yacht tied up to his dock here. So locals
know, yeah,
they know.
But people coming from around the world and around the country and even Northern California might not have a clue.
So this is an opportunity for people who want to treat their dad or their mom or come and have a bucket list opportunity to come on board. The cool part is that we will also have Bert Minshall on board. He'll be autographing.
And Bert was John Wayne's skipper. That's so cool.
It is, and he still tells the stories. He still has the same passion that he had for when he was a captain on board. And you can get his book. It's called On Board with the Duke. He'll autograph it for you while you're on the cruise.
Captain Bert Minshall. Hi, Bert.
Hello, Tom.
How old are you now?
I'll be 84 in August. I worked out with Waits since I was 22. As I say, he kind of kept to himself. He going over his scripts. Mm-hmm. He let the crew do their work. He didn't interfere. So Pete Stein, the skipper, brought me into the main salon below. And I want you to meet the owner, Mr. Wayne. You know, so we're shaking hands and a little small talk. And I'm backing up away, and I'll go back to my shores. And Duke looks at my new shoes, a brand new pair of topsiders. He goes, comes up, he says, Bert, always spit on new shoes for good luck. I was shocked.
I
never heard of such a superstition. So
We also have a partnership with Madame Tussauds of Hollywood, and we'll be bringing the wax figure of John Wayne, all in the True Grit attire. He'll be back on board.
Where are you going to put John when you do that?
Well, we're going to keep him away from the sunshine, mm-hmm. so we're going to put him back in the fireplace room. It was one of the favorite rooms that he had on the ship. It has the bar, the fireplace, and the day lounger, and it just feels really peaceful when he comes mm-hmm. back in once a year. So we'll have him here for a month.
I can imagine it being slightly eerie for somebody just turning the corner and walking into that room.
Oh, it is, it is. And the people that come on board for the dinner, and they come in and they spend a lot of time. They can take selfies and, mm-hmm. and pictures, and we even have a professional photographer on board. We've got some memorabilia for sale. We're like the Wild Goose mugs and caps and things like that to buy too. And then what's also really cool is we, you know, with Madame Tussauds partnership, we have discount coupons for people to take away so that they can enjoy him another time. Mm-hmm. We also have handouts on the history of the yacht, and they can do informal tours, and our captain and crew does informal tours and answers questions and things like that. And we do trivia. It's just a really, really fun cruise. Of course, and you can even enjoy a cocktail made of the Duke's bourbon. We have a whole bunch of really fun themed cocktails with that.
And bourbon was his go-to drink?
It was one of his favorite drinks. As many of the experts on John Wayne history will attest to, he really loved his tequila as well.
So here we are in Newport Beach, and you have some other boats that are based here.
We're going to get you on the Endless Dreams, which is one of the largest ships in our fleet. And I think we're taking you over to Dreammaker, which I think you'll find has a really interesting history. Also a military-based ship.
Oh, really? Do you know what its history is?
If you know the history of military ships that are called crash boats, these are high-speed military ships that were built to go to the rescue of pilots that mm-hmm. crashed back in the war.
Hi, my name is Taryn Palumbo. I'm with the John Wayne Cancer Foundation, and we are so excited to have Hornblower Cruises participating with the Show Your Grit campaign supporting the John Wayne Cancer Foundation this year.
And fittingly, we're on board John Wayne's yacht,
yes,
Wild
we
Goose,
are. It's
right
beautiful.
Now.
You know, the Cancer Foundation was created to really continue John Wayne's legacy and work today. The foundation supports research, education, awareness, support. You know, the Cancer Foundation was really created to bring courage, strength, and grit to the fight against cancer, because John Wayne did die from cancer.
I was told by people that it was John Wayne who created this Cancer Foundation himself.
I believe so, and it's definitely the legacy of his family that still lives here and continues that work today.
And he had cancer twice himself. He had lung cancer and then stomach cancer. Tell us about that.
He did. You know, he fought cancer twice. He actually beat it once. And then although it did ultimately take his life, he was a very outspoken advocate about fighting against cancer and what it meant. And he had so much support from his fans over the years through his fight that the Cancer Foundation really continues that work of supporting those who are fighting cancer today.
May and June is when your events are going to be taking place. What do they consist of, and how would somebody get involved?
Yeah, so this June we're having the Show Your Grit campaign, and that's all about showing your grit in the fight against cancer. And as part of that, Hornblower Cruises is supporting us through birthday cruises, where you can come, you can enjoy, you can go out on the Wild Goose.
Hang on, one second. It's like Highway Patrol there. Okay, go ahead.
So this June, we have the Show Your Grit campaign, and it's all about showing your grit against the fight against cancer.
And how do you do that?
And as part of that, you can actually come enjoy a cruise on the Wild Goose supporting the Cancer Foundation. Proceeds go to the foundation, and we're so thankful to Hornblower Cruises for helping us out with that. And once you come on board, you can also enjoy a Duke Bourbon drink, which proceeds also support the Cancer Foundation. You know, part of the Show Your Grit campaign can also be done by on social media. It can be done by businesses. Throughout the month of June, you can take a selfie, a Show Your Grit selfie, and upload it. And every time you upload it with the hashtag Show Your Grit, $1 is donated to the Cancer Foundation.
Wow, just for uploading a photo.
Just for uploading the photo. So
and
we definitely
encourage
people.
That would be on Instagram,
people.
Or where would you put it?
On Instagram, exactly. So please upload hashtag Show Your Grit with your selfie, and that goes to benefit the Cancer Foundation. Businesses can also donate a proceeds of their sales, and everyone is encouraged to donate by going to johnwayne.org. And all of this goes to support the Cancer Foundation as a whole.
And let's talk about a little deeper about some of the onboard fundraising events. When are they? How long are they? What is it, a dinner or harbor cruise?
Sure. There's a variety of cruises that are taking place starting May 18th through Father's Day. There's a specific focus on Father's Day this year with the Show Your Grit campaign. And each of these cruises, you'll be able to enjoy dinner and drinks and a cruise of the harbor. And actually, we're really excited because on May 26th, which would have been John Wayne's 110th birthday, Runaway June, the country trio, is giving a concert on board. And one of their leads, Jennifer Wayne, is actually John Wayne's granddaughter. So there's a really nice story and connection there, and we're so thankful for their support as well.
And how about food on board?
There will be dinner cruises, absolutely.
That'll be fun.
It will be. It'll be a ton of fun. It's a great way to see the harbor and support the Cancer Foundation at the same time.
And where is the Wild Goose located?
The Wild Goose is located in Newport, very close to where John Wayne actually lived when he was here and where his family continues to live.
Is that the PCH out there?
Yes, that is directly on PCH, so you can see the Wild Goose as you're driving down beautiful Pacific Coast Highway in Newport Beach, California. My name's Taryn Palumbo, and I'm with the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. And if you want to learn more about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation or the Show Your Grit campaign, you can visit johnwayne.org.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Lars Burr, captain of the Wild Goose today.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to drive this boat with so much history.
I bet. And you have living history right next to you, sitting behind the wheel.
Absolutely. We're lucky enough to have Bert with us. And, you know, I always relish to hear the stories of him firsthand with the Duke.
Let's back up in time and talk about the history of the boat. I understand it was a naval vessel during World War II, and that's when it was first built.
She was built as yard minesweeper. Her designation was YMS 328. Her hull started to be laid in 1942, and she was commissioned in 1943 for the U.S. Navy.
And it was built in Southern California?
No, she was built in the Ballard Shipyard up in Seattle, Washington. She also served up in the Aleutian Islands during the war, and it wasn't until 1946 was the year that she was decommissioned. The Duke loved the fact that it was a Navy vessel, always wanted to get his hands on it, knew of it as a yacht. You know, there has been some changes over the years, you know, through different owners. As you may see, there's a top dining deck that wasn't there when the Duke owned it. I only know of three of the YMS class vessels that I've found that are still operating on the open waters. One is the Callisto in the South China Sea, and the other one is a fishing vessel, I think up near Seattle, Washington.
Tell us a little bit more about you and the boat.
If I'm now just one of the captains, and there's a few of us who are allowed to drive the vessel, it's the pleasure for me to be able to give people the experience of the Wild Goose, give them a little bit of history of it, and tell a few stories to really let them soak in some of the flavor of the vessel and the history.
Lars, you ever feel the ghost of John Wayne here?
I have other crew members who
kind of feel that spirit of...
Yeah, I would say feeling the spirit of the Duke would be the best way to say it.
So you can definitely imagine him walking into the wheelhouse or...
Oh, absolutely. The great thing is with Bert here, you get to hear the stories, and it's just that much more of a complete picture on board.
Lars Burr, captain of the Wild Goose, thank you so much for sharing. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from aboard the Wild Goose.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.